Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That's not a shoe. It's a hollowed out lemon.
Podcast 96,
no,
everybody.
Why?
96. 96.
Hello, lovely.
It.
How are you?
I think we should do the rest of the podcast.
I've got a slight speech impediment.
Leo, when we first met on Real Radio, I think we did a section like this.
I think we did.
And I think the producer got a little bit upset.
He didn't have a sense of humour, that producer. So. Now he works for Radio 2 these days. I'm not even joking.
Did he really? Oh, he was very nice, though.
He was nice.
Yes, he just needed to get a lot of the seriousness.
You mean you actually brought some comedy into
we
some
did,
radio?
We did.
And it was frowned upon.
It was terribly frowned upon. Hello!
Hi there!
It's been a week since we've last seen each other over the table actually I've got a hot cup of tea.
You look like a bowl of soup.
I know, it's tea. Because
is it Tai Chi?
No, it is Earl Grey. And let me tell you, I'm looking forward to dipping my fingers in here.
Well, assuming I've brought some, you'll see in a minute.
All right.
Is it, do that in your Patrick Stewart voice, a tea Earl Grey hot, that's what he'd say on Star Trek.
I can't do a Patrick Stewart.
Well, we were talking Patrick Stewart.
I know we were, but I can't do the voice. You do it.
Tea. Earl Grey. Hot.
Perfect. Tea. Earl Grey. Like he was hot.
Yeah. There you go. It's like he's in the room.
Tea. Earl Grey.
Hello, Julian Clary.
See, I can't do Patrick Stewart. That's how it comes out.
Would you like to do Patrick Stewart?
I've done him.
Okay. Oh, for goodness sake. Was he in his wheelchair?
What, you mean on the set of X-Men?
X-Men.
Yeah, did he have his helmet on?
That was my
helmet on.
Just touching the side of your face.
Did you get to play with Magneto's helmet?
The trouble is, I've never seen X-Men. I know his character, but I have no idea who's in it.
Okay. Oh, God, you know Glenn's getting excited. He rubs his thighs.
He's rubbing his thighs.
Anything sci-fi, Glenn goes, I know, and this happened, and that happened, and this is a character.
I do get excited about sci-fi.
I
don't know why.
But what's with the rubbing of the thighs?
I don't know. Maybe
is there a bit of sexual intent in there?
Maybe it's the Vic Reeves influence. He used to do that on Shooting Stars, didn't he? Rub his thighs.
Did he? I've never watched that show.
No, it was very funny.
Was it very funny?
It was very funny.
Was it?
This is very funny, Bob.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Listen to me. Oh, what's that about?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I always remember when they were going to come Almost Haunted, Vic and Nancy.
Half of them did, didn't they? When they did.
And and we were in their back garden, and we were just shooting. They had an air rifle. And they had
shooting stars.
No, they had the fairground.
No, the duck things.
It was the little people, you know, the sort of
that.
Thing, the pegs. And we were sitting there just having a drink in the back garden, shooting the air rifle. And I have to say, Nancy was just spot. Everything she shot,
I don't remember
really?
That.
Wow.
Do you not?
No.
No.
How bizarre is that? I just remember we spoke about it before, where Nancy just spilled all the dinner all over the floor.
That is true, yeah.
And we ended up all scooping it back up in the bowl.
And did you eat it or serve it to someone else?
I can't remember.
Can't remember now.
Well, I think we just laughed and Ate it.
It was a really fun evening.
10 second rule. Now I brought some snacks to open up the podcast officially. Turns out I've made the exact same mistake this week.
What's wrong with you? Why? I was looking forward to cheese balls puffs.
Again, it might be the eyesight issues, or they've moved things around the supermarket. But it's a big blue bag, and sure enough. Walker's cheese and onion crisps, but they were nice though because we demolished them last time.
Yeah, I know that.
They are my favourite crisps.
I know, but I'm very disappointed. You've let the team down. Let the side down.
Can I cheer you up by offering you a finger?
I like a finger, as you know, and I haven't had a good fingering.
Last week, because they were.
I did because I noticed we didn't mention them again after we opened up yesterday. So I brought them again.
And we consumed them all.
Right, so here we go. In fact, I didn't get to try one last week.
Dark chocolate. I don't think you did. Dark chocolate.
It says milk chocolate on the packet. What's going on there, then? As the Zone brand, not knowing the milk from the dark.
Oh, now.
What do we think?
Too much biscuit, not enough chocolate.
Oh.
How can you have too much biscuit in a biscuit?
No.
I mean, come on.
And there's a lot of there's dark chocolate in there.
They taste quite sugary. Bitter.
Like dark chocolate.
Although you're speaking in German for some reason.
No, why would I? Stupid sod.
I don't think it tastes bitter.
Yeah, like a
maybe
bit
it's
dark
just
chocolate.
You that's bitter.
Oh, don't have a go at me again. You're always having a go at me when then you start laughing.
It's because it's funny.
It's not funny, Glenn. Why is it funny? I'm a woman here. I'm on the edge. I'm on the fucking menopause.
Living on the edge.
Could I actually, do you know something I want to, because anything that goes wrong.
What?
All right, anything that goes wrong.
Whether it's here we go.
Talking, sneezing, not being able to hear, aches. It's all discharge. It's all the menopause, right?
Is there any ladies listening?
Any ladies listening to this now that's having the menopause, have you used the menopause as an excuse just to get away with something?
That's
a good question.
I haven't. Mm. I mean, honest, those fingers are shit. Don't ever get them again.
I won't get those again.
Last week and ate the lot.
I don't think I did.
Well, we didn't go.
You two did.
I didn't get a single one last week.
Well, you then, Mr. Beattie, you must have.
I didn't eat them all.
I bet you Reg took some.
Oh, yeah, it could have been Reg.
I noticed he was fingering the fingers. He was fingering the fingers.
That's what it was then.
He was probably giving them to Wendelline.
Yeah.
That's what it is. No, don't you agree? They do. No, they're not doing it for me.
They go well with this coffee. What is this coffee that you served me? It's delicious.
That's a chai tea latte.
Right. A chai tea, not a tai chi.
No, it's a chai tea latte.
What's in it? It tastes gingery.
Yeah, it's got spices in there.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's strange that we call them chai tea latte because chai is actually tea is a word derived from chai. So it's actually saying tea latte.
Right. Well, that doesn't make sense, does it?
Sounds like some racist, isn't it? Yes. And now joining us at the Chai Chai TT.
That's Wilfred Driscoll Topley when they return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know when they actually had it? Because the chai originally is a very sweet, thick, sort of almost a syrupy drink.
Mm.
And originally they used to drink them out of...
pudding bowls?
No, just tiny little cups that weren't glazed. They were just made. So what they would do, they'd drink the drink and throw the cup on the floor... outside, and of course, when the rain came, it would turn
the rain, cup she gets
back into the earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was literally there was no waste whatsoever.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Interesting fact for the day.
Oh, yeah, interesting fact for the day.
I love a good fact hunt, don't you?
I love a good fact hunt.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good fact hunt? Do you like going on a fact hunt?
Always.
Shall we? Shall we have a correspondence corner? No, actually, how was your day?
Oh, is she that first? Hang on. Oh, it's all gone tits up. He's just having a chai tea latte.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the after effects of the last 24 hours. I was at a beer festival yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were looking a bit peaky around the
girls. Yeah, I do feel rough as chips today, not going to lie.
You were walking a bit funny as well.
I don't know how I got here, to be honest. In fact, so much so, I don't remember any of the beer festival other than getting there and attacking.
Oh, Glenneth.
Seriously. I woke up fully clothed on my bed.
Oh!
Could
you have been interfered with?
Oh, I'm never that lucky. I don't know how I got there in a taxi with a mate of mine. We were trying all the different beers on offer. It was amazing. Great atmosphere. There's a band on. Can't remember anything they did, but people were jumping them down and enjoying it. And the next thing I know, I woke up this morning on my bed sideways. No one else around, and I feel rough as...
Are you sure it wasn't the local community under eights party?
It might have been. There were some party rings there. Party rings and sausages on sticks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cheese and pineapple.
Yeah.
You could have been abducted and fiddled with.
Oh, so date rape drug.
You were abducted by aliens.
Oh, no, I know. I wouldn't have any evidence to prove it.
You don't know. You could find a rod. You could find a rod shoved up Uranus. I mean, you could...
I don't think I went to Uranus, no.
No, but they do. They find those little rods, under the skin.
In the skin, yeah. Mm. Well, I've got metal in my ankle. I don't think that
We know
counts.
That.
Yeah. But no, I don't. No, I just feel rough.
I think you were drugged.
Do I look bad?
Yes. You look like shit.
No, it wasn't. That's just no change to normal, that is, to be honest. I've heard it all before. It doesn't sort of... It's just me.
Joe, isn't it horrible when somebody comes up to you and you're feeling quite good about yourself?
No.
And you're like, oh, you look tired.
I hate that.
Look at your eyes. Look like piss holes in the snow.
Why do they say Fuck that?
Because they look so deep and set into your head.
No, not that. Oh, why do they say... You look... Think... Don't go up to people and say, oh, you look tired. Because it's insulting.
The retort should be, yeah, and you're fucking ugly, but I can have some sleep.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you're so rough, you don't even think of a retort like that, do you?
Yeah, but this is sometimes you're actually not rough.
You're not
you just feel cut off, right? And they go, oh, you look
I had that. I turned up to a most haunted experience, and one of the lovely people there...
Obviously not, wasn't so lovely.
No, it was one of our team came up to me and she went... You're right, you look absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
And I had my makeup on, there was nothing wrong with it. I just thought...
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
I was
there. You were there.
It was Graham.
It was Graham. Yeah, it was you. You bastard.
Yeah. I knew I said something.
Yeah, yeah. So you remember that then?
I do remember that. Yeah. Well, that was before the beer festival.
I was very upset. Yeah, stop looking on that chair.
All right.
Looks like fun, though.
It does. He breaks them every time.
So that was your day?
That was my day.
I don't remember any of it.
And that's why you're being a bit shit from the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah, I'm all fingers and thumbs, which
you
for
are.
Some women is a bonus, but not tonight.
No.
How was your day?
It's a bit of a joint one, our day, wasn't it?
Oh, really? You had a joint?
I'm going to let Yvonne Fondling take this one.
Yes,
you had a joint day.
We had a joint. No, we went, you know, we do a lot of things together, me and Mr. Beattie.
Apart from sex. That stopped. Apparently that changed when we got married.
Yeah, but that's just, our sex is holding hands and watching Dad's Army, isn't it, love?
Yeah.
She doesn't like it up, does she?
No.
I certainly don't like
Dad's Army just turns me on for some reason.
I know. He gets very excited, starts rubbing his thighs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Like I was doing earlier.
Exactly.
You weren't rubbing my thighs earlier.
I was, you just couldn't feel it.
What was I about to say?
Your day?
I can't remember. My day. Oh, yes, that's right. We went off to...
see the wizard?
No, we went off to a very nice hall in Yorkshire. No, it wasn't. It was in Sheffield. Jesus Christ.
It was in Yorkshire.
Is it really?
It is.
I didn't know that.
It is.
It's in West Yorkshire, isn't it?
No, it's in South Yorkshire.
Oh, for feck's sake.
It's a big county.
Are you sure?
Yeah. As sure as I'm sitting here riding this bike.
Okay.
No, it's definitely in Yorkshire.
I didn't know
Yorkshire.
Sheffield was in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
God, I'll say.
Yorkshire. Do it for Yorkshire.
Anyway, we weren't filming for that show called Meet the Richardsons.
Oh, right.
I've never heard of it before. But
on Dave.
On Dave Channel. I've never heard of it, never watched
it. Why did they pick Yorkshire? Because he's from Lancaster, I think.
I have no idea. Mm. I don't even know who they are.
Right.
But anyway, apparently he's a comic and his wife...
I know of him as a comic.
Yeah. Right.
He's very funny.
Anyway, him and his wife, lovely, lovely people, aren't they?
Really
very, very
nice,
sweet.
Really nice.
Anyway, we were to meet at this allegedly haunted hotel and hall.
Is it one that we've heard of before, hall in that?
No, I've never heard of it before.
Done it,
it's sort of like a wedding venue, really.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's beautiful inside. Anyway, my call time was at 3 o'clock. Guess what time I actually did anything on camera?
You were there 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, he has to ruin it.
Not far off.
Half past eight.
Half eight? See? Well, you say, I've done a bit of telly, you know.
Half past eight.
I can honestly say...
Oh, my God.
When I've produced and directed anything, I've never had anyone hanging around that long.
Oh, it was awful. We just sat there in this green room all that time.
Right. And the director was really kind of...
abrupt?
No, he literally
was very
kind of
TV.
Full of self-importance kind of thing.
Very TV.
He didn't say hello to people, just kind of did his thing, and you just think it's not the way to be on a set.
So, anyway, there we were, hanging around all that time, and then the lovely Sarah Green is there.
Oh, Sarah Green!
Sarah Green, ex-Blue Peter presenter.
Yes, I remember watching her on the telly box.
Swap Did she do? What
she did? Did she do? I think she did.
Saturday Superstore. That was it. Trevor and Simon and Flip Schofield
going live.
That was the one. Anyway, and she also did. Now I never watched it, but a program called Ghost Watch on BBC One.
I remember watching
and
that.
And that was with her husband Mike Smith and Michael Parkinson.
Yes,
and they did this sort of drama, didn't they, Carl? And it was sort of. Everybody thought that it was real and it was based on real paranormal activity. And it was this drama and it was as if they were going live from this house and paranormal activity was happening. And there was this, they called him Mr. Pipes because he kept knocking on the pipes. And in the end, they find out that it's a child hiding in the walls or in the cupboard banging on the pipes. Mm. And that was it. But it was so frightening. Allegedly, it's actually true, somebody thought that it was real and actually killed themselves. Wow. And so, of course, the BBC since then have never done anything along that because it was just too frightening. But so that particular show, I mean, was really on British television the sort of first...
Well, it was a drama.
It was a drama, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a drama. And people often say, oh, well, did that sort of give you the idea for Most Haunted, which it didn't at all.
No.
Because I'd never seen it. I'd only ever heard of it. But it was lovely, wasn't it, seeing Sarah Green there. She looks amazing. When she walked in, I didn't recognise her. I thought, who is this supermodel? Beautiful, beautiful lady.
What is nice about Sarah? I've not seen Sarah for many, 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 many years. And it was lovely to see her. And she's so nice. She's just lovely. You're not, you know, some telly people, you know, like Yvette, can be quite difficult. I'm just kidding. Sweetie.
No, she's just a she's really, lovely. Just a really, really nice, genuine
nice
person.
That's nice,
isn't
it?
Really nice. Yeah,
lovely to talk to her. And I would say, doesn't it go to show you what a great, well-scripted piece drama that was? And the acting, it was brilliant because it had everyone on the edge of their seats right up until the end.
Do you know, I think it was clever, though. Have you seen it since? No?
No, I won't watch anything like that.
Right, because Sarah Green was presenting, but obviously it was a drama, so she was acting as a presenter. Mm. Now, to act doing the job you're doing is really tricky. And I know because I did a very small part being a radio presenter on an episode of Coronation Street, and all I had to do was read some travel news out. It took me about 5 or 6 attempts just to make
that's because you're shit, love.
Well, yeah, there is that. But Sarah, to do that was amazing.
And to do so well. Yeah, that's what... Anyway,
we like her.
She was an actor, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was an actress. Anyway, we liked her very much. And guess what happened?
Oh, now, so you're in a mansion, you're talking ghosts, you guys rock up. I wouldn't be at all surprised if some shenanigans started to occur in the
knocking
building.
Knocking and tapping. And Sarah was really, wasn't she?
Is that the first time she'd ever heard
it? Yeah, she was like, oh my God. And she was real, wasn't she? She was absolutely. Anyway, we've been talking to each other, and we've invited her on a Most Haunted.
Oh, brilliant.
And she's like, yeah, I'd really like that. It would be really, really, because she's just really into it.
Oh, great.
And that'd be really good.
At one point, because one of the people, when they were having their lunch or dinner, whatever it was, she said that she came in to us, didn't she? That I think it was John Richardson's wife.
Yeah.
She said because something was knocking underneath the table.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we went back in there later on, and we ended up with literally half the crew.
Oh God, we weren't popular.
But there
with
were
that
footsteps,
producer.
Weren't there, all around? And the great thing about it was you know, there was a couple of people dismissive, go, oh, you know, someone's underneath banging. And but they were saying, it's coming from all over. Yeah. You know, something's walking, and as we know. But wasn't it great to have
fantastic.
All these people? And
they
loved it. I mean, half the crew were in there at one point and getting shouted at for not being on there.
And I thought, oh, my God, they're going to hate me and Carl. But a couple of them were in tears because they couldn't quite...
Comprehend what was going on.
It was
bizarre. Mind-boggling if you've never experienced
it
before.
It was fantastic.
It?
Yeah. So anyway, that was our day.
That's a great day.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's amazing.
You're starting to get a little bit of blood into your face.
Oh,
now.
I know. Yeah. Well, you got me talking about one of my favourite things.
I know.
Can I meet Sarah Green when you do one?
Sure. Well, you'll be part of the team. You daft date.
Well,
of course
you meant it was
there.
An event that you were going to talk about.
No, on a proper show.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Yeah, can't wait. Then
you'll fall in love.
Right. Shall we have a look at the Carl's day? Oh no, it's both days.
Done that. Yeah. Where have you been, Jesus, your shit today?
I've been to a beer festival.
Oh, no way.
You've got to forgive me.
Right. Look at his hand when he did that. Shaking
like a shitting dog.
Glenn, I've never seen you like this.
It's like that scene in Blazing Saddles, you know, when he goes, Gene Wilder holds his hands up and he goes, look at the hand, he's steady as a rock. And he goes, yeah, no, shoot with this hand.
I know. Brilliant. I'm a massive Mel Brooks fan.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Oh,
what a talent. And what a Jim guy. Wilder, what a guy he was.
Gene Wilder, so gorgeous. What's the one we love? We must watch that again.
The Woman in Red?
No, the black and white one, Frankenstein. No, what's it called?
Oh, Haunted Honeymoon.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein is just the best. I'm going to do that again. Whatever, the housekeeper.
I love Haunted Honeymoon as well. That's a great film with Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
That's him and his wife, isn't it?
Yeah. He does a radio play in America, and he goes to see his family in a haunted location on a family gathering one weekend. And I think it's for a wedding. Is it his wedding or somebody's wedding in the family? Remember. And all kinds of weird shit happens. And it's just a brilliant comedy.
I might have to watch it in the daytime on a Sunday.
No, it's funny. I can't. I will end up. Your Uncle Glenn.
I do, but not that much. I will end up battering Carl thinking he's a ghost.
No, you won't.
Even just touching on the subject before bed. I can't watch Ancient Aliens anymore. I can't watch anything to do with any UFO. I can't watch it.
Wow.
Because there's aliens in the bedroom, there's UFO craft coming down through the ceiling. Mm. He is some sort of monster from anything and everywhere. It's ridiculous.
It's quite a vivid imagination you've
and
got
And I'm
going
waking
on
up, aren't I? I'm waking up screaming. Yeah. Screaming.
And I take my finger out and she stops.
I know.
Which brings us nice to a segue to check out the email. Hello at anytimepodcast.com. That's the email address. Reg is going to open it up for us.
Car is band is corny. The field in and the hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a can of beans. That's
can of beans. That's what it is.
Don't be a cluster anyway.
We've got an email here from Nikki Walker from Droitwich in Worcester. Would you like to do the honours, Miss Fielding?
Yes. First time emailing.
Have you been to a beer festival, you?
Yes. First time emailing, but a long time fan of all things Most Haunted and podcast show. Just felt the need to message when I saw this. You know when you talk about something with someone, as you do, and then your phone starts strangely advertising similar things to you?
Oh, yes.
Invasive buggers they are. So, for instance, you casually drop in something like giant garden gnome to test it, and then voila! Well, this is something that appeared on my newsfeed attach pic. Now, I can categorically state there has been no mention of squishy, cuddly, cheesy balls in this house, to the best of my knowledge. So I'm assuming this may have something to do with you lot and my listening of the show. And there is a picture of
cheesy puffs. Squishy ones.
I can't speak again. Squishy ones. Isn't that weird? And it happens with Carl's phone, but not with mine.
Right.
So we'll have a conversation.
It might be on the settings that your phone's got.
Maybe, but they're all listening to us, you know.
Yeah, I've got my invasive spy fuck setting on.
Yeah, really scary. We're talking about getting new windows, or pot new windows on the thing. Yeah. Carl was talking about getting a shower
extension.
Penis extension. All these things keep coming up.
Amazing.
Yeah. I keep talking about getting, you know, nimble clamps.
Nimble clamps? Nimble nipple clamps. Right, I think the three of us, we say nipple clamps.
Jesus Christ.
Can't say himself. I think we say nipple clamps five times, so our listeners' devices,
they
are.
Ready, yeah.
And then you can report back on an email within a few weeks and tell us if you suddenly got adverts for nipple clamps.
Yes, ready. So, 1, 2, 3. Nipple clamps. You said nipple lamps.
I didn't say nipple lamps.
The second one, you listened back, you said it incorrectly.
That's going to confuse the ordering of adverts, isn't it?
Where's this one come from?
Sorry, Nikki.
It got me thinking. I think you need it for a show mascot of sorts.
The cheesy puffs.
I would offer to purchase and send it to you myself, but spend all my pennies on coming to loads of Most Haunted events. Love the show. Keep up the filth. We love an innuendo. Nikki Walker. P.S. We had a bit of fun messaging Stuart. I think it was, anyway.
Oh.
After Carl left his number on a signature card.
Oh, I did.
What? Being quite amusing. Do you have a suggested text we should send for a maximum wind-up?
I actually did.
Tell him his order for nipple clamps is coming soon.
Oh, my God.
It was at one of the events, and I did put on the back of one of the cards, call me, and put Stuart's number down.
Oh my God, that's weird, because one of the ladies at our event at the weekend said I was signing a card, and she went, if you could put Glenn's phone number down there, that would be great.
She didn't, did she?
She did. No, and I said, oh, I said, well, I have got it. I said, but I'm certainly not giving it to you. And she sort of looked a bit perplexed. I thought, I'm not giving out your phone number.
Quite right, well done.
Did I do the right thing?
Yes, of course you did.
And then when I show it to you next time, you'll go, bitch! She's gorgeous! What's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Dear Glenn, Yvette, Carl, and all the podcast posse, I haven't emailed for a while. I was the one who called my beautiful dog, Beatty. I'm currently on podcast 70. I just thought I'd give you another quick life update. 18 months ago, I was in a bookshop and literally bumped into a blonde lady. It took me a few seconds
to
realise it was Stein, the beautiful Swedish girl I went to university with 15 years ago. Only in town for 2 days, 18 months later, and I write this email from the heart of Stockholm, having moved my life, career and beautiful fur babies to be with her. Oh, wow. I've introduced her to the podcast, even though she doesn't understand some of the Englishisms. She still loves you all dearly. If you ever want to do a Swedish Most Haunted, we can show you some great venues. You'll all make my whole week. Ha ha ha. Love and light from Chris Stein, pronounced Stina. Oh, sorry.
Well, it tells us at the end, you might notice.
It does, yes. Love and light from Christina, Beatty and Meatball from sunny Stockholm via the Black Country.
Nice.
That's very sweet. What a lovely, happy story. Ending.
Lovely story. I like that.
What a lovely couple.
Lovely. Come again next time.
I've got an email here from Susan Gillies, who says, hello, you lovely lot. It's definitely us she's talking to then.
Yeah.
Thought you'd appreciate this. I'm a Geordie living in Australia, mate. Still love Most Haunted and love the podcast. I'm currently on the lookout for a new job and came across a suburb I haven't heard of in Australia. It's near Melbourne. Guess what it's called?
Stinky Balls?
No, but you're close.
Oh, Stinky Scrotum.
I'll show you the map.
Okay. Glenn Huntley!
Wow.
Wow, isn't that great?
Amazing, huh?
See, if you ever moved to Australia, you'd have to live there, Glenn Hunt.
You would have to go. Yeah. I wonder what it's like.
Because I think they named it after him.
Yeah. Do you think it's a shithole?
Probably. Apologies to any Glenn Huntley listeners.
Yes, right now, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's a beautiful place.
Tell us, is Glenn Huntley lovely?
Lovely or
as
not?
Are Glenn Hunt.
Yeah. Please tell us.
That's amazing, isn't it? I think you can also get, what is it? The
gonorrhea?
No, you can probably get that. Not there, though. In Scotland, you can probably, what's the kind of, when you're going out shooting and you wear certain types of clothing, what's
a gilet?
No, not even a gilet. It's like
hunting jacket.
Yeah, but what's the
shooting
material?
What's the material?
Tweed. Yes, there's a type. I couldn't think of that word. It's that beer festival.
Fucked, isn't he?
I know.
Is it right that his head wobbles like that?
It always is.
He used to be doing it more violently today. Are you a sniper's nightmare?
I'll put my pants back on.
Yeah.
There's a tweed and it's called Glenn Hunt's.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Took him a while to get to that.
It wasn't worth waiting for, was it?
Yeah.
I want someone to get a jacket made out of Glenn Hunt tweed.
Glenn Hunt tweed.
And I can wear it in Glenn Huntley.
Oh.
There we go.
Long way to go. Can you imagine? Some people would actually spend that money, wouldn't they, just to do that?
If there's a sponsor out there, can you just sponsor Glenn to have a tweed jacket made?
If there's a sponsor out there, can you sponsor this fucking podcast?
That we can do more things.
Yes, thank you. Dawn Lawrence writes, hello from Tugulawa.
Who?
Tugulawa. I think that's Tugulawa.
How's it going?
Tugulawa.
Now do it in an Australian accent.
Tugulawa.
There we go. It's another Australian email, everybody.
It is. Tugulawa. In Australia. Absolutely love the podcast.
I wonder if it's near Glenn Huntley.
It could be. I'm sitting here trying to come up with something witty, but alas, I'm a boring bitch and have nothing. I'm a big fan of a finger, especially a Kit Kat. And with Carl, the orange and mint-flavoured fingers are truly fucking horrible.
Good.
I'm partial to a cheesy ball, too. Although we don't get Wotsits here, and our cheesy balls have bacon in them. We get a chip called Twisties, which is super cheesy. Glenn's microphone is just
giving up the ghost.
It just flopped.
I must point out that's been to the beer festival as well.
Oh my god, it's got brewer's droop. Look at it.
Wow.
Oh, it's just, honestly, that was like a ghost had just knocked the top of your,
I'm going to tighten that back up again.
There we are.
I must never hear it.
Glenn has actually bored his own fucking microphone.
He's bored it. He's bored shit. shitless. Look, he's gone.
Microphone's
he's gone. Fuck off.
I didn't sign up for this shit.
Oh, my God. Anyway, back to Dawn. Twisties, which are super cheesy and are more of a knick-knack type chip. They are amazing. Can't beat a party bag of Twisties while watching Most Haunted. I was going to go swimming next week. Our town pool is open for the summer. I'm slightly concerned, though, that my giant apple catcher undies will get stolen. Anyway, guys, oh, don't start on that. Love the poddy. Can't wait for the next episode. Keep them coming. Cheers, Dawn. Thank you. Still no word, have we?
We had the ransom thing come through.
Yes.
Yeah, but we didn't act on it, did we, though?
No.
Oh, that's a point we haven't, we?
Yeah, but I don't think we should.
No.
Do you think we should?
Or no.
No, I'm asking. I'm not asking you.
Were you looking at me when you
no,
said
No, I'm not
it?
Asking. But this is a microphone. It's a podcast. I'm talking to. Oh, my God.
Let's stop into a beer restaurant.
Oh, my God. Do you think we should keep the response up with the Phantom Knicker Knicker? If you do, then please let us know in...
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
There we go.
Dude, I don't even know how I got here tonight.
I know you said that's a little bit scared. Do you want to stay?
Yeah, I think I
do. I think
do you mean
should...
generally in life?
can you be vicarious?
Oh, we'll put you up in the spare room.
Okay.
You can stay. You need it, Christ. Yeah. Look at him. Hi, Yvette, Glenn and the whole gang. You keep entertaining... You keep entertained.
Which beer festival
are you at? I think it should be me. You keep me entertained on my way to and from work on my long commute. Since discovering your wonderful and uplifting podcast, I find myself laughing like a loon many times. And you really lift my spirits on those not so sunny days. Anywho, I saw these corkers in my local convenience store and thought of you. Sound the Christmas chocolate klaxon. Who doesn't love a snowy finger? Love and light, love and light. Lauren in Chester, age 34 and 3/4. Let's see.
Snowy fingers. Now, we had white fingers a few weeks ago, didn't we? Remember, I brought some white fingers, but they're actually snowy fingers, which are just the same, but with different packaging.
No, we've seen these before. Yeah. Sorry to burst your bubble, Lauren.
Is it not a bit early in the year for those, though?
No, is it, Tech? They all start coming.
We haven't even got over Halloween
yet.
Exactly.
I know, but in September they start playing the Christmas music in the shops.
That's impressive, isn't
it? Oh, I know. But thank you, Lauren, in Chester, for that. We like a snowy finger.
We do.
I like a blue finger, a snowy finger.
Do you like a sponge finger?
I like a sponge finger.
Don't drenched, like a spongy cock.
Drenched in.
Do you like a lady finger?
Yeah, I like a lady finger.
Yeah, I like a lady finger.
Yeah.
They're
advertised on the back of trucks, aren't they, lady fingers?
Where else would they be advertised?
Yeah, that's true.
This email comes from Kayleigh Howarth from sunny Manchester.
Ah, lovely Kayleigh.
I suspect irony all over again. Hey guys, just had to share my absolute horror I have just experienced at work.
Go on, keep going. Go on, wind him up at the back. Wind him up. Go on.
So I work from home for a leasing company and my phone very fuckingly annoyingly, may I add, automatically answers. How do you get your phone to automatically answer when it rings?
That's dangerous.
That's just wrong, isn't it?
It's dangerous.
Why would you do that?
Don't know.
I was listening to your podcast whilst getting through my work, as it keeps me sane, and the Bernard's Butt jingle started to play a few podcasts ago, obviously. However, as that started, my phone auto-answered as somebody was ringing in and my headset was lying next to my phone, trying not to absolutely wet myself laughing at what I thought the driver must have heard. I was very professional when I answered the phone and introduced myself, to which the driver replied, "If that's what you're listening to on a Thursday morning, I do not want to know what you get up to at the weekends." Thank you very much, Kayleigh Howard from sunny Manchester.
Thank you.
Bad timing there. So have your phone automatically answered? That just seems
that's
so wrong, doesn't
it? You'd get rid of the phone. You'd get rid of the phone, wouldn't you?
Would, yeah.
Next email comes from Anita Goodway from Abingdon. Hi, all. Just
a
want
great
to say
name, a name, Anita Goodway.
Anita Goodway. Hi, all. Just want to say a big thank you for making my
husband. Are you in yet? Yes, but not in a good way.
I am in a good way.
I'm talking.
Are you?
Oh, sorry, we hadn't noticed.
How rude.
Did that make you...
Just taking a picture. Now, I want you to put that picture to my phone number, so when I ring...
Great idea.
There you go, you see.
Oh, man, that's
nice. He's getting a bit cocky. He's getting
a bit
cocky. When he's got his hangover, shaking his head, he thinks he's bloody marvellous.
I think I'm still very, very drunk.
I think you are. It's slightly worrying how you did get here.
Well, I got a lift.
Oh, so you did get a lift then?
Yeah, I got a lift. Someone dropped me off.
I've not looked at the drive, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, Anita Goodway, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm
Jesus, what? You know what? What's wrong with
are you? Are you talking to me or the listeners now?
fuck's sake.
Hang on, I can't.
You stop fucking laughing. Well, it's not funny, you know, trying to do a bloody radio show and you two are like a pair of bloody kids.
I'm just putting your picture on your name on that whilst you read that email out to the listeners who are listening.
Because that's more interesting.
My bloody microphone didn't get bored of me. Now I'd laugh myself if it bloody thing. Right, as I say, Anita Goodway, she's had her name read out about four times from Abingdon. Hi all, just want to say a big thank you for making my daughter have a big smile on her face after you read out my previous email. She especially loved it how Carl said her name, Phoebe Beebe 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 Beebe.
Phoebe Beebe 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 Beebe.
Whilst listening, she reminded me of the embarrassing fart that she did, and I thought I would now embarrass her by sharing it with you. Brilliant. So we were wandering around IKEA looking at everything we don't want but end up buying when we started walking through the children's bit where there is a tunnel section for the kids to crawl through. Well, Phoebe bent over to go through and promptly farted. This had Nick, my mum and I in stitches. Then we noticed that there was a little boy who was behind Phoebe and got a face full of fart. Thanks for the laughs, and as Reg says, love and light from Anita Goodway. I'm going to say your name again. Anita Goodway from Abington.
Thank you, darling. From your emails, keep them coming in. Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Have you done it?
I've done it. Phone me.
Oh, there it is. All right. Nuisance. My face! It's an absolute shocker. There you go.
Right then. Joe Portlock has been in touch from Gloucester.
Okay.
That's where Dr. Foster went, isn't it?
Yes.
It says, hello, lovely.
What is it?
Is that all right?
What? You!
What?
You're being a right cock!
I know!
Wow.
He's sort of like descended in age, isn't he? Sort of like.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
What's up with you?
Don't know.
Well, you're pissed.
Yes, that's it. That's it, exactly. hi, people. I was excited last week when Carl read out Bird Lip on podcast 94.
Oh, yes.
Regarding the hostage knicker and bra situation.
Knicker.
So much so, I nearly dropped my bottle of bleach down the toilet. Podcast is always played on bathroom cleaning day. I hate cleaning the bathroom, but I laugh my way through it, you jokers. Anyway, as none of you knew or heard of the little place before, here is some facts that you may find interesting or not. A. Birdlip is a beautiful Cotswold village in the Gloucestershire countryside, and I live not far from there. B. The famous Roman Birdlip mirror was discovered dated as far back as AD 50. Yes, I've never heard of it too, she says. C. It was a hill with a wonderful walk known as Shab Hill. Or as local people call it, Shag Hill, as I think you mentioned before.
Yeah.
God. Careful, the microphone's going to start drooping. I take the dogs walking, following the stone paths to the woods, but only in daylight. When night falls, this wonderful place turns into a dogging site.
Oh, that's better. Now we're awake.
Must rush over to Birdlip.
We've found a level now. Unsavoury characters gathered in there and do their stuff. It got so bad, it made the Gloucestershire Live newspaper with police saying, avoid this area at all costs. That's an invitation to get people to turn up somewhere, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's the kind of place that Reg would probably go. Hang on, that Morris Marina picture that's on our Instagram, I believe it says it's at Birdlip.
Burger
Granville for Fetch a Cloth. If you want my opinion, leave your knickers and bra in Birdlip. I'm sure they've made the rounds up the hill. Much love from Gloucester, Joe Portlock.
Thank you. I'm not going near Birdlip.
There we go. Oh, she
sent the dogging park.
She sent us a Google map.
Oh, Christ. Don't give it to Carl. He'll be off there and he's bloody.
Pass it on to Stu.
He probably already knows her.
I'll nip in there on my way back from Gloucester prison.
Yeah, it says they're a great day, but avoid Shab Hill. Why? Why so many people pulled out of visiting this dogging hotspot in Gloucestershire?
Well, at least they pulled
Doggers
out.
Doggers love the bird lip viewpoint at Shab Hill and have given it a rather unsavoury reputation. Good evening. Lots of love to you all from Tanya.
Tanya.
Not pronounced Tanya. Oh, sorry. Lots of love to you all.
How is it pronounced then, not Tanya? Do tell.
How do you say that? Tanya?
How's it spelled?
T-A-N-I-A.
Tanya. But not Tanya.
But not... So how do you pronounce that?
It's not really helpful, is it?
She's not giving us the right pronunciation.
Not pronounced Tanya. Tanaya.
Tanaya?
Tania?
Tania. Let's call her Tania.
Tania, okay.
Tania.
See you later, Tania.
See you later, dear. Right. Good evening. Good evening and hello to everyone. This is my first email.
You're right, love. Carl got you in the back of the throat, guys.
This is my first email to all you lovely lot. I found your Anytime podcast during one of my many lockdowns. Well, it feels like there were many at least. I've just finished listening to podcast 58, slightly behind, I know, but powering through and enjoying every minute of it. I did, however, stop out of respect for Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, it's not pronounced Queen Elizabeth II.
Her passing has left me feeling slightly weird, as I'm sure everyone all over the country.
Yes.
You were discussing injuries in number 58, and I thought I would share mine. My worst injury was in junior school, or depending on where you are in the country, it could be first or middle school. Or another one altogether. I hope this is going somewhere good. I never knew how many types of names there are for schools. Well, anyway,
Man down! Medic!
I've got this.
I love you, Titania, but let me just say... Titania, let me just say...
Titanic.
This email should make world headlines. My worst injury was in junior school, or depending on where you are in the country, it could be first or middle school, or another one altogether. I never knew how many types of names there are for schools. Well, anyway, whilst I was on holiday up north, Geordieland, I managed to trip over my own 2 feet. Clumsy, I know. I managed to chip my front tooth as well as give myself a fat lip and bloody nose. Terribly exciting and frightening if you're under the age of 10. Mm. I also happened to see something that made me think of that book list that you've been sent, specifically the sex in the afterlife one. Please see attached picture to see what I mean. Honestly, would you do something like this? I found it on good old Facebook. Really is a place for everything.
Yes. So, have a look at that.
What is that? Glass vibrator. What?
What?
Glass vibrator urn. Have your loved one's ashes preserved in this glass vibrator. No. And no, keep the intimacy alive, even when your former spouse is not. This unique sex toy allows you to pack up to 21 grams of the dearly departed inside of it.
Wow.
So you can enjoy their company every night. Well, Titania, let me tell you, you have done yourself proud. I have never heard of this. This is marvellous. I wouldn't get one for myself. I mean, would you want some of your ashes put inside the vibrator?
I'd be dead, I won't give a fuck.
Well, you would be.
To be honest.
You would be giving a fuck. That's the thing.
No, the trouble is... No, but that's the point. You wouldn't let me up there when I'm fucking alive. Why would you let me up there when I'm dead?
That's very true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Would you hang it round your neck like a pendant?
What, the vibrator? Yeah. A bit heavy.
Yeah, that would actually be fine to get one, have it done, but tell somebody it's a pendant and you have to wear it.
Oh my God. Now, when do you want me to read you this this information?
What information?
Did you remember I told you that I was going to...
I think that was last week you teased us with that.
Oh, I did, and we didn't do it, did we? So I'm going to tease you again. Hang on a minute.
Festival since then.
Oh, God, you have, yes. Let me see. Here we go. Right, so just to explain, last week I teased you with this, when you go and, you know, sometimes you have to look and, you know, if you've been in the news or anything like that, make sure that you're not nothing is slanderous or awful.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, I'm going to read you the first part of this very long description of my career. It mentions Carl and Stuart, but because it's so long, I think we should split them into two.
Right, go on then.
So the first part I'll read for this podcast, and it will be continued for next week's podcast.
Cool.
All right. Now, this is from USA News, and it's all about myself. The expected internet value of English TV presenter Yvette Fielding in 2022 is $1.5 million. Fielding is a television host, actress and producer, recognised for her work on Biker Grove, never been in
Biker Grove?
Never been on Biker Grove.
No.
Juliet Bravo, EastEnders, never been in EastEnders.
Nope.
And remaining of the Summertime Season Wine. The actress began her career at the age of 18 and within the British children's television show Blue Peter. She was the youngest presenter. Furthermore, Fielding got a vote for Blue Peter second afterwards. She co-hosted the TV show Most Hunted alongside her husband Carl Beatty.
Most Hunted?
Yes. You may want to choose a lavish lifestyle. Full stop.
What?
In her home, she salvaged several high-end auto fashions.
Who wrote this?
Hey, it's USA News. Over the years, Fielding has appeared on many shows and packages. The host wanted to work in the TV group for more than 53 years. After landing her half inside the BBC children's series Seaview, she got her start in 1983. Moreover, the product enjoys, meaning me, leadership. She has a wide range of expensive cars beside the Porsche 911 that her partner gave her as a gift. Three Aston Martins are owned by Fielding. The price of an Aston Martin fluctuated between $120,000 and $225,000. Three cars owned by the actress may need upwards of $367,000. Fielding owns a Land Rover, which is essential, an all-wheel drive vehicle from Bristling. The car was purchased for $99,000. Fielding drove another expensive car, the London Taxi. At Ghost Hunting, I Took a Taxi.
Yes. Ghost Hunting, I Took a Taxi.
Furthermore, Fielding owns a Porsche Chiselle Speedster and a Porsche 911. On her 40th birthday, her husband Carl gave it to her as a gift. The Porsche 911 could be worth between $91,000 and $181,000. The actress has been living an expensive life due to the big money she created from her work. Besides, Fielding got her start in 1983. Throughout the British children's TV show Seaview, she held the number one primary spot in the sequence. Fielding played roles in two television packages that helped her become known among young viewers. After that, the actress made a long-standing impression as a customer on British TV show Juliet Bravo.
A customer? Were yeah. you? Did you do Juliet Bravo?
I did, but I wasn't a customer.
What were you? Were you a Rosa?
I wasn't. I was a hostage.
Oh.
Dwelling with Yvette and Carl, an hour-long documentary featuring Fielding and her partner. The film debuted on the 1st of November 2008. Even the actress and her husband started a project. Antics Productions is their indoor television manufacturer.
Indoor television manufacturer.
Most Hunted is the first manufacturer by a pair. In May 2010, Fielding participated in the current chat Justin Lee Collins' Good Situations. The movie star workforce was influenced by the current Eggheads contestant by the presenter in December 2011. Fielding might be getting endless pay for her completely different job. She has performed in a television series and contributed to the production of more than 34 years of television. In her teenage years, the actor began to make money. Fielding received compensation for her participation in television packages. Featured on BBC Kids, Polly Peter.
BBC Kids?
Polly Peter?
Yes.
Featured on BBC Kids, Polly Peter. Moreover, she has participated in a wide range of completely different packages. She even gave interviews to various revealers that marked her superhuman rating.
Wow.
Fielding has appeared as a client on several shows, along with Friday Night with Jonathan Rousey. Chris Moyle's Current. And Sunday Night Enterprise.
Enterprise.
So more next week.
Oh, that's amazing.
Of USA News.
Far from USA, that, isn't it?
So much shite in such a few pages on the internet.
Unbelievable.
I know, there you go.
Shall we have a game of What's That Noise?
Please do.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Let's remind ourselves of the noise.
Hello.
Oh, fuck. You're still pissed.
You're still pissed.
Let's remind us. We've all had a drink.
No, you have. Sorry.
You're my best mate.
You've had all of our drinks.
No. I'm going to see four of you. Now,
he's really pissed.
Here's the noise. Ooh. Ooh, well, we've got an email from Daft Dave in Sheffield.
Hey, Daft Dave.
And Daft Dave says, is it the Scissor Sisters?
In action. No,
not right.
Bless you.
Claire Morris in Northampton says, is it a fidget spinner thing? That was all the craze a while ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is it?
No. I just realised I said bless you as well to Dave.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm trying not to say bless you.
Julia in North Wales says, hello, you bunch of loons. She knows us so well.
She does. Especially you.
I think the sound is some kind of sex toy. Don't ask me which one, though.
Oh, don't have any of those sex toys in our house, do we?
I'll tell you what Yvette's sex toy sounds like. Hello.
That's very good, that.
Not bad, wasn't it?
That was bad, really good.
Is it the answer that we're looking
for?
No. Darn. And now a game of fart or snore.
Oh. You can actually hear something. You can hear it.
You can hear
flapping.
The ripple.
I think there's a bit of leakage there.
Yeah, maybe at the end.
No, don't give clues.
Okay. Fart guesses this week. Alex Nichols in Bromsgrove. Andrea Wilcox in Leicester. Chloe Newsham in Dover. Damien Norris in Poole. They're going for the farts.
Farts. Ooh,
a lot of people are going for farts.
They are. Okay. Well,
is it a fart? So resonant, isn't it? And snore guesses from Dan Asher in Hull, Gaz Sanderson in Dudley, Helen Mason in Lincoln, Jan Hindle in Derby.
Oh,
almost 50-50
on
the farts. 50-50. Last week it was more fart than snore. Yeah.
Have we said what we think it is?
No, we haven't.
What do you think it is?
I think that's
you said fart.
Yeah.
And we know what it is, don't we?
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
I laughed a lot, let me put it that way. A lot.
Well, that's got to be a fart then, isn't it?
It could. Well,
who knows? I was going to say it could be queef, but that's not in there.
No, that's not in there.
It's a front fart.
If somebody queefed like that, they need medical assistance.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they really would.
But keep the emails coming in. Hello at anytimepodcast.com and tell us what you think.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, I believe it's Dalek time. And would you believe it? They've overcome their dilemmas.
Have they?
Yeah, and now they're integrating themselves into modern day society.
I can't wait for them to electrocute themselves. What?
They've gone on holiday.
You may be wondering what's happened to the Daleks. Well, they've gone on holiday, of course.
Oh, we're on the beach and we're stuck in the sand.
It's a disaster. The tide is coming in.
And they'll get all rusty as well.
Isn't that Jack Crystal?
Tide's coming in, they got stuck in the sand.
Oh dear.
I've done that myself.
Oh. Technically, it's a dilemma, isn't it, really?
We were doing the most haunted and I actually got stuck and had to pull me out my boots.
Yeah. Wondered what you were going to say then.
You and your filthy drunken mind.
Don't know what you mean. Mm. Did you hear that?
No.
No, what?
No, that's right, there's no sound, there's no car coming up the driveway or anything. Oh. This is where Reg would appear.
Did he say last week, didn't he say he wasn't coming back?
Oh, he did.
He was a bit of a sulk, wasn't he?
He was. He didn't
but we didn't believe him, though,
no.
Did we?
No.
He always says nasty things like that.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you think? Do you think he's seen his arse with us or something like that?
I don't
or
know.
What?
I really don't know with Reg.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Is
Reg?
Answer it?
Yes.
Maybe he's telling us he's just going to be a bit late.
Yeah.
Hello, Reg.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Reg, I can hear you.
You all right?
Don't fucking shout. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Yeah, we can hear you, Reg.
We can hear you.
Don't fucking shout. They'll hear you.
Who?
Right. I don't know where I am.
What can you see?
Right, okay. I was in Birdlip, and I stopped my car, and there were lots of other cars in there, and people were inside, and they were flashing the lights and stuff. And then suddenly, I got out, and it all went dark, and I've just woken up. I'm handcuffed, I'm in the cellar. All I remember was being bundled in to like a van, and the bloke was saying, good job Ben, there's handcuffs in there, they were chained, and I've been prodded with a cattle prod.
You lucky thing.
Oh my God,
I
Reg.
Mean, that's terrible.
Oh God, so should we ring the police for you?
I don't know where I fucking am. The trouble is, all he did was, he's been disgusting with me, he's violated me. He's violated me in places that even spare me wouldn't go.
Are you enjoying yourself? Well, it sounds like you don't need that much help, Reg. I think you've just phoned up to boast, haven't you, Reg? Shall we leave him to it?
Reg, has your back passage been interfered with?
No, it is terrible. It's terrible. I couldn't speak for ages because he put some old woman's knickers that he got from a gym in my mouth. Now he's forced me to have these knickers in my mouth and they stink.
Oh dear.
Did they smell of chlorine?
Yeah, and he put a bra over my eyes so I couldn't see nothing. And I knew he was up to something. Because when he got the cattle prod, my EMF went off.
Right.
Oh, God, what, do you want us to ring the police?
Yeah, you need to come and help me. You need to get me. Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. He said to me, I'm going to come and finish you off. I don't know whether he means wank me off or he's going to kill me.
Well, I tell you what, we'll ring the police right now. In fact, I've been ringing them on and off since we've been on this phone.
Yes.
Can you hear any sirens?
Oh, shit, he's coming. He's
can you hear
coming
the sirens?
Down the stairs. I can hear him. He's got one heavy boot and one light boot.
I've got to go.
I'm naked. All I'm wearing is nothing but like a bulldog clip on the end of my cock.
That's a vision. Bye, Reg. I don't know about you, but it sounds like he's having a great time.
Oh my God. Sounds like it's a clown from Blackpool laughing in there. I know. Oh, my God. Oh, dear. That's a bit worried. Did you hear the sirens in the background?
I did hear the sirens in the background, yeah.
Oh, dear.
What are
you doing? You all right?
Yeah, sorry. What happened? I was just going to make a cup of tea. What happened?
Oh, Reg has...
Reg has been kidnapped.
He's having a great time.
He sounded quite upbeat.
Yeah, he did sound quite upbeat. Yeah,
really, I'll be scared.
Well, you can hear the police in the background.
Oh, can you? Because the thing is, when you're scared, you laugh, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Is that what that was?
Because I didn't hear it, obviously.
No, I think he was having a good time, but I think he was a bit scared as well.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Well, but he said he saw the boot.
You heard a boot that sounded heavier than the other, I think.
Well, I wonder if Diddy's kidnapped him. Or
is Diddy to the rescue?
Or maybe Diddy's so angry at being shoved out of their menage a trois. Because it sounds very similar to Ben and his white van.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben and Diddy are in cahoots.
Oh, yeah.
Reg picked up on the fact that there was a white van and it had chains and whips in the back.
That's true.
And the police were hearing the sirens.
Yeah.
Could that man have gone and... Because Reg was obviously doing a bit of naughtiness in Birdlip.
Yeah.
Could he have... It's all coming together, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. We'll have to find out next week. Hopefully Reg will be here to explain it.
Right, that'd be interesting.
My God, I'm gobsmacked. I've got tears streaming down my face. Honest to God, my head is killing me. You need to lie down. You're going to bed right now.
All right, then.
Okay. Love you lots. Have a great week.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.